Welcome to episode 73 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As things begin to get back to normal now, or as close to normal as can be expected, this week's show finds me on the road again, heading back at the end of a long and busy day. Now, every year I'm asked to return to a school in London to shoot a fresh set of images for their website and assorted promotional material. This is a long-standing client and it's always a real pleasure to be their chosen photographer. On this occasion, there was the usual mix of natural classroom pictures, shot completely with available light, of course, but I also took a trip onto the River Thames to shoot some rowing. All good stuff, and of course this forward-thinking client was delighted with the results and more importantly are already making great use of the pictures. So, without further ado, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 73! It's just about 9:15 in the evening and I have been awake since about 5 o'clock this morning. Now, the reason I was up at 5 o'clock was because I had to head up to London to do a shoot up there, which was an all-day affair. And I'm just heading back actually from Portsmouth, which is completely the opposite direction to London. And I'll explain why in a little while. But this shoot today was really, really good fun. It's a long-standing client. I've worked with them probably about 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and it's always good fun. They're a school, and I don't generally do a lot of schools photography in the traditional sense. I certainly don't do the what you might think when you imagine you get the kids to sit there, smile at the camera, and the parents get their prints. I don't do that sort of thing. When I do work with this particular school, it is to shoot new imagery for their prospectus, for their website, and in fact they have just changed their website to be much more driven by photography. And when you look on their website, currently the homepage is just a moving slideshow of all photography that I have shot in recent years. Now, I typically will go and do the photography for them once or twice a year, and it's usually a case of going from moving around the classrooms, or if it involves sport, then we go onto the playing fields. Today I actually photographed rowing, because they are right by the River Thames there, and obviously their students participate in rowing. So my morning started with, I actually didn't get a particularly good night's sleep. I probably had about 5 hours sleep, but I woke up quite a lot, which wasn't ideal. So I took a train, as I often do when I work in London, and that was at 6:15. So I was up in London for just before 8 o'clock, and I made my way across town in a taxi, and that got me there just about 8:30, and we started. By the time I'd sort of said hello and we just caught up, because it's been a while since we spoke, and this is going to be one of these recordings where I yawn, I'm afraid. We started basically at about 9 o'clock, actually taking photographs, and I can't remember exactly the rooms or the classes, but again, just a very, very natural, very fluid approach. We never do any real posed shots, so we don't typically say to, say, 4 or 5 kids, go and stand there, talk amongst yourselves, and look natural. It's a case of they're in the middle of their lessons. We've checked to make sure that, that you know, we've not going to disrupt things by going in and just being there for maybe 4 or 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be a long time. The first thing that we did was actually to do some shots of a gentleman who is due to be the new headmaster in September. And so it was a nice opportunity to meet him and have a bit of a chat. And because that was a case of literally saying, right, stand there and we'll do some shots to camera, the ladies that I was working alongside were just stood sort of off camera and just having a chat. Very typical approach. You would have heard me talking about this approach when, for example, I photograph at the corporate. Oh, excuse me yawning. So yeah, just a case of they were off camera. He was very amenable, just having a chat, and every now and then it was a case of saying look towards the camera, and yeah, just very natural shots, very friendly and approachable. So after that, we sort of went around and sort of did a few shots. As we had him with us, we actually did sort of, he came around with us and he interacted with some of the classes, which was really nice. For all of this, I had two cameras. One of them was my Nikon D3 with an 80-200 f2.8, which a lot of you will know is my standard setup for long lens natural shots. The other camera, on this occasion, and this is the reason I'm driving back from Portsmouth, I actually borrowed another D3 from a good friend of mine who is a photographer, who I've known for a good few years. He wasn't doing a shoot today, and it was just nice because I wanted to be shooting on two D3s, the second of which had my 24-85. Again, no surprise, for a lot of you regular listeners know that between those two lenses, those tend to be my standard setup for social photography or any sort of photography where I want the long lens stuff on a zoom, but I also want to go a bit wider. So the sort of shots I was getting were picking out the students from their surroundings, if they were involved in, I don't know, if they were doing a craft or in the sciences, if they were sort of doing some sort of experiment, really nice, throwing the background out of focus, probably around about f4, maybe f2.8, really depended on, you know, the surroundings, how close they were to the wall, other students that were with them, also what the light was doing as well, because with a lot of these classrooms, they're very bright, but then in some corners or some areas they're not. So regardless, I was typically shooting at something like let's say f4, around about ISO 2000, something like that, which is, you know, very high ISO but not a lot of noise in the pictures, and just able to freeze the movement in something like 400th to 600th of a second, so there was no blur of movement. So it was really nice, and it was a case that the kids were aware that I was there, but, you know, once they kind of get over that sort of knee-jerk reaction to thinking they have to pose or play up to the camera or all the usual sort of things you might expect, they were just, you know, good as gold, really natural pictures, which is exactly why this client gets me in time and again, because as they said today, I just get what they are after in terms of the pictures, that they're trying to turn this around, that traditionally school's photography was very posed, and it was, I mean, I was saying to them today, I remember when I was at school and they had the photographer in, it was a case of saying, right, you stand there and you look towards this and you point at this. And I remember there was one shot in the prospectus where I was posed in the science lab, and I really, really didn't particularly enjoy, really didn't enjoy the sciences. It just wasn't for me. Yeah, so this is something a bit different. They've had really good responses from people, and it's just a pleasure to photograph. Oh, excuse me, yawning. It's a pleasure to photograph, because as I said to them, the kids are just really happy, and it really shows that they are happy students. That just comes across in the pictures. Now, it was natural light for the interior stuff, all the classrooms and what have you. Natural light, just the overhead lights, which I suppose were a mix of sort of halogen or tungsten lights. The camera itself was set to the white balance was set to auto. I find personally on my cameras, and also on this other D3 that I borrowed, the auto white balance 9 times out of 10 does a fantastic job. I know that I won't have to do hardly any colour correction after the event. So that was really good for the internal shot. We also were doing stuff in the courtyard outside. It was been a bright, slightly overcast on occasions day. Blue sky came out as well, and the sun tried to creep in there, which was really good. The other thing that I did do today was to go down to the launch and went out on the water to photograph their rowing, because those pictures needed updating. And again, I did some wider shots again with the 24-85, but on that, for those shots, I shot on the 80-200, pretty much mostly at the 100-200mm range. But actually, to get really really nice close-up shots of, you know, the rowers doing their thing and what have you, I actually put a 2x teleconverter on the 80-200, which, with the markup, actually, straight up you would get at the top end a 400mm, but then by the time that there's an extra bit of a digital markup, it's around about 500mm. You do lose a couple of stops of f-stops of light because of that 2x conversion. So for argument's sake, I was going from at the top end a 200mm f2.8 to a 500-ish mil 5.6. But again, nice and bright. We actually had like a 10-minute window where the sun really came out and all the colours really burst out, and it was brilliant. But again, with that, I was able to shoot right down at ISO 400, so it worked out really well. And nice fast shutter speeds, that the water, when it splashed up, was being frozen, the expressions on their faces, it was all really nice. So a long, long day, and I just wanted to sort of catch up a little bit and fill you in on that. So I'm just at the end of my journey, and I'm just going to park up here. And yeah, just really nice day, a pleasure to work with these people. Tomorrow sees me doing a day of editing, which I have allocated so that I can make a real good go of it. The pictures, they always like their pictures on a disc, and I'll be providing them the full high resolution pictures and a folder full of the low resolution so that they can go through them quickly and they're quick to upload onto the website. And then I'm also in September going back to the school again to photograph more sports, because there are certain areas which they need to gaps filled on there. So yeah, really looking forward to it. Actually don't mind the thought of the editing, because I know that I was so happy with the pictures, and the client is so happy with the pictures, that those pictures are going to be really nice to work on. And again, the post-production, very simple, just the standard amount of sharpening that goes into there, just filling in a bit of the blacks just to bring out the richness. Not a lot of extra work involved. So it's been a long day, and yeah, as I look at it now, it's 9:30, just about to have some food, and I should imagine I'll be up at about 6:30 tomorrow morning, and it all starts again. But again, just wanted to fill you in on some of the details, and yeah, I look forward to more of the same.
I'm already really looking forward to my next trip to the school. It's not often they update their sports pictures, so with my background in shooting various sporting events, you can imagine just how much that really appeals. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.